And here on KBRB, as we check in with our winter preseason sports interviews, we are now joined by co-head coach of the North Central Knights wrestling program, Whitten Hoover. Coach Hoover is joined by Coach Zach Ziegler. And tell you what, a couple of guys that grew up wrestling in Ainsworth, now coaching there for the North Central Knights. You guys have put together a pretty good program, Coach. And let's just talk about maybe what we have coming back from last year's team members for this year.
Yeah, Cody. We've got two seniors this year, Gavin Pruitt and Bo Kaufman. We got a handful of juniors, Branson Anderson and Chase Kotzer and Jackson Kozad, Chase Jawicki. But those are kind of our upperclassmen and really kind of our leaders for our team. So,
well, let's take a look at it for you. You talked about the seniors here, Coach, and you know, we know it's we always see it, whether it's a district or a state, you get some heartbreak round things, but just talk about, first of all, let's talk about Gavin Pruitt. He's been near that chance to get to state wrestling.
Yeah, he's been real close all 3 years that he's competed down there so far. And, you know, districts is just always tough, but he's beat some tough kids over the years and you know, really excels, just, you know, kind of, you know, runs into some barn burners down there at districts, and sometimes it just don't go his way. We look for him to, yeah, really make a good push this year.
What about Bo Kaufman?
And, yeah, he's kind of the same way, you know. His freshman year was a little tough on him, but then come back his sophomore year and won 30 matches, I think made the heartbreak round that year, and I think he was maybe in the heartbreak round again last year. And both of them seniors, we think should have a good shot of making it to state this year and hopefully bringing home some medals.
Well, and I do think off the top of my head, Branson Anderson has made it to the state wrestling tournament in Omaha, so he might have some experience as he comes back too as a junior.
His freshman year there, he wrestled his butt off at districts, and then last year as a sophomore, that district at that 145-52 weight classes was loaded, and I think missed out in a heartbreak round in overtime. It was kind of a controversial deal. We thought he should have won and stuff, but you know, that's just the way things go. But we look for him to be tough this year, and you know, if we can keep these guys' heads right and competing hard, they should have some success.
Let's talk about weight classes. How many are you going to be able to fill for the North Central Knights?
We won't quite get them all filled. We've got 15 kids out, but they're, you know, some of them weights were kind of stacked up. But I think we'll probably fill 10 to 12 weights, we're hoping. You know, it's kind of our goal. Yeah, we'd sure like to fill them all, but also it's kind of nice to have some competition at them weights that makes them better.
How about in Class D? Of course, now you can wrestle two wrestlers at the same weight. Do you see that as an advantage as some of these youngsters get a chance to still wrestle varsity instead of JV?
Yeah, it definitely helps them boys get better. The better competition you wrestle, the better you're going to get. Sometimes it's kind of a win-win or lose-lose situation. You know, if you got two kids in the same weight class and they, you know, you don't want to ever see them in that heartbreak round having to wrestle each other to go to state. But, you know, it also and makes them fight and compete a little harder.
We did talk about some of the upperclassmen. Any newbies coming in? Any freshmen that we could be looking at? Maybe even some sophomores?
Yeah, we got a sophomore transferred here from Anselmo Myrna, Brett Olson. His brother, he had two older brothers that were great wrestlers, and I know the one last year was a state runner-up, and the older one, he medaled a few times, and, you know, hopefully he kind of follows in those footsteps and stuff. And then a handful of freshmen, we got Trace Kaup, Wyatt Dillon. We're continuing to keep the numbers in there, and seeing we got eight junior high kids out this year, you know, that'll just help build that program for the future.
Well, Coach, it happens quickly throughout the winter sports season. We wish you, Coach Ziegler, and the student athletes the best of luck this season.
Thank you.